Hello, today is the 23rd of December 2005. Just finished at Cabela's. I just had to stop by and get some cash from the cash machine. The one that my bank has is at Cabela's, unfortunately, or fortunately. And then I stopped in for an elk sandwich for lunch. It's just about 12:30 right now. I'm heading over to pick up a couple of things, a couple errands I need to run. One is a power, well, it's a power box, but I'm putting video and audio cables in it. And once I get this thing cut out, I hope this guy got it done today. He should have had it done yesterday, but I think he's a little bit of a knuckle dragger, whatever that means. He should have had it done yesterday, never gave me a call back. So I hope that he at least did it and lost my number. If not, I'm going to probably have to sit around the shop until they can get it done. And if I had a cutting torch, I'd have done it myself. I want some nice thick steel, but if it's too thick, well, if it's too thick, I may have some problems. I don't think it should be very thick. If it is too thick, then it's just going to be harder to work with. Take longer to drill through and stuff like that. And I'm custom making this box because the spot that I'm in, I can't put a full rack in there. I still need to find a rack for another room that I'm doing. It's one of those projects that I can only work there one day a week. I have to install all this gear and it's just a big pain in the butt. It's like, why don't you just let me come in for 3 days in a row and then I can finish this? But that's not how it works. Alright, whatever. Now I'm doing to make anybody mad. So, I made it up to Minnesota this last week. I visited with my friend Derek and his fiance. His brother was there. And then John Innes, another friend of mine, stopped in to see us. Let's see, who else did I see? I saw Tom Tyson came into town on Monday night. We watched the Packers lose. Who else was it? Well, Pete. Stopped in to see Pete and Kelly. And Pete's sister Mary was there. And then we had Stan and a bunch of other people from St. Cloud that Pete and Tom went to college with. And Tom, I haven't seen him for a while. He went to work for CBS in New York. And I can't remember. I think the last time I saw him was at probably the NCAA Finals in Minneapolis. He came back to work at that. But he doesn't get to go out in the field very often. And now he's just coming back for Christmas for a few days, and then we'll head back out to New York. I haven't made my Christmas plans yet. I might go up to Minnesota. I have a slight thought about going up to Minnesota, but what I'll probably do is chill out at home and just rest and enjoy the silence or something for a while. Maybe read a book or watch a movie. And tonight I'm going to play guitar down at the bar, down at Tuna's Tavern in Tonganoxie. I've been, this friend of mine owns the bar, and I became friends with him just over time, helping him out or helping Johnny out. Johnny helping me out, I should say. And then when it came time when he bought the bar, he needed a lot of help. Demolition and getting a lot of stuff busted out of the back. So I said, yeah, sure, you know, that sounds like fun. And we hauled about, 20 dump truck loads to the dump. I hauled a lot of my trailer, and then it was one of those, I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. He spent money on gas getting stuff over there, drop off all the junk at the dump. And then, you know, it was everything. Everything from building stuff ripped out of this building, this bar that he's doing, all smoke-filled, cruddy, crappy gross smell. Got rid of that stuff. And then on the way back, I'd pick up a load or two or three of gravel. You know, every time we come back, we'd haul a load or two of gravel and for my driveway, because, man, I need it. Just when I think I'm starting to get ahead of it, all that big rock pushes right down to that clay, and I think that I get a bunch of I get the driveway hardened just the way it's supposed to be. We get this massive monsoon rain, you know, and just keeps raining for days and days and days, and then finally we finally get hardened for about 3 months. Then it starts raining right down into the clay. It's really pretty nasty. So I picked up a bunch of groceries today too. It's for, well, in part for tomorrow, in part for today, tonight. I'm going to make another attempt. I think this is attempt number 5 or 6 on making a decent pie crust. I can't do it. I've been trying ever since I was, I guess, in college. And everybody I talk to, mostly women, I'd say 99% women, mostly women, getting advice on how to make a pie crust. How do you make a pie crust? Well, I'll tell you, I can't believe it. Everybody's different. Everybody is completely different. I finally figured out how to make the pie crust do what I want it to do, but it just tastes horrible. I think it's either in part because I straight up used shortening, and I used the butter flavored shortening. But some people told me use butter. Other people said use lard. I had a lady just tell me you use mostly shortening, and just a little bit of lard. And others have told me, well, you use butter or you use, you know, half of this, half of that, but you use half shortening, half butter. It's obviously best for you if you straight up use shortening. But I don't like the taste. It also was suggesting to me that I use a tiny little bit of vinegar. Suggest that I use an egg. It was also suggested that I not use vinegar and not use an egg. So, I am confused. You can't get any more confused than I am, basically. And, I don't know. You know what? I'm just going to work through one at a time until I find out what it's all about. But I tell you, a lot of people told me to use those pie crusts that you roll out in the store that's, you know, it's already custom made, custom flat, and all that stuff. Don't like all the preservatives in there. And the other thing about those was they were all lard. And the more people that I talk to, especially the older, or elder would be the kind of word, women that I talk to said, use lard, use a portion of lard. And I think what's happened to that one lady at the sewing shop I talked to, I had this big thing sewn together. She said she uses mostly shortening, like 2/3 shortening, 1/3 lard. And I think that she was going for the healthy, trying not to give up on the flavor. I think that's what she had in mind. I'm not sure.